everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thank you for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to encourage you today to join me on a discussion about porcupine people. You know, I was just sitting here with Ethan and trying to say, how do you even spell porcupine? I mean, I don't know that I have ever written the word porcupine. And so it's P-O-R-C-U-P-I-N-E, just in case you were wondering. You know, have you ever noticed that we all have a lot of different relationships in our lives? We have friends, we got family, we've got bosses, we got coworkers, we got wives, we got husbands. You know, we've all got a slew of relationships in our lives. The thing about relationships is that sometimes they can be a little tricky. I mean, there can be times when it's just difficult to deal with folks. Relationships like porcupines can be a little prickly at times. One of the most challenging relationships in our lives is sometimes the relationship with God the Father, with the divine. Now, there can be a lot of reasons why our relationship with the divine can feel like a porcupine. It could be because you don't feel like you're, or ever have been, close to God. Maybe you've heard or seen folks that claim to be Christians, and yet you don't want to be like them, so you don't seek after God because you don't want to be like them. Maybe something happened to you in the past, and maybe a church wounded you or hurt you or upset you, or maybe they just didn't deliver for you. And so now the question is, well, if that's all that God is, no thank you. Did you know that there are probably times in all of our lives when you feel like God is a little bit like a porcupine? You might feel like it's hard to touch. He's far away. But I promise you, that's really not the case. The divine, as he created you, created that you and him might be in an ongoing, meaningful, purposeful relationship. The divine created you to be able to give praise and glory to him, to be able to want to be with him. Listen, the divine isn't going to let you get close to him and then squish your dreams or something. He's not going to wear you out and cut you off at the knees because you weren't perfect. But listen, God wants you to get close to him. God wants that because he cares for you. The people you love the most, you want to be with the most. Listen, if God isn't far away or sending disease to your life, then who is he? Who is God and how does it happen? Listen to the writer of Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. The Bible is telling us in this verse that God is a rewarder. Think about that. He's not a porcupine. Porcupines tend to stick up with all their quills when they feel threatened or when someone is too close to them. A lot of folks believe that you touch God and you get burnt, but that's not God at all. This verse says that God cares so much for you. He loves you so much that he is going to give you and respond to you and reward you when you seek him. God rewards those who seek after him. As for me and my house, I want to seek after God. He rewards folks who get to know him. He's not a porcupine that leaves you with quills in your hands and stuck in poison in your hands. You know, in fact, he actually rewards you and he brings you good things. God isn't too busy for you, friend. I have folks that will sit in my office and say, well, I'm sure God's got bigger things to worry about than me. You know, no, he really doesn't, because nothing is ever a worry to God. If you can take a lot of faith to believe him, then I'll promise you it's hard for us to imagine a God who created the universe that actually wants to have a relationship with us. But by faith, we can do that because it's true. God wants nothing more for you than for you to get to know him. He isn't too busy. He's not too concerned with all the other problems in the world, but he's concerned for you. He loves you and he cares about you in a deep and a personal way. He wants to help you navigate life every moment of every day. He cares about your future all the way down to the most minute detail in your life. We just have to believe that God wants to hear from us and have faith that he will reward us when we seek him. But Chuck, why does God even care? Well, first of all, God is a God of relationship. He created Adam in the garden to talk to him and have fellowship with him. God so cared so much about relationship that he gave us a gift to Adam, Eve. I just find this fascinating. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 139, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, God. They cannot be numbered." God knows you like no one else and cares about you like no one else, and he wants to be in a relationship with you more than anything in the world. So what do you have to do to make sure that happens? Well, God wants to be a part of the details of your life, so let him. God wants to help you find a greater life. Let him. Have you ever had a hard time recalling information on some exam? You know what happens? God wants to help bring that to your memory so that he can give you the answers to life's exams. But most of all, I can promise you this. Have you ever felt alone? Felt like you were outside of the group? You were pushing the rock up the hill all by yourself? Here's the beautiful word. God is not some untouchable being in heaven. He's real, and he wants to walk with you. And he's given all those who have trusted Christ as Savior the gift of his Spirit that can live within us, and we can trust him with that. So you don't have to have prickly relationships or porcupine people that direct your life. God can be as close as you want him to be. And you say, well, Chuck, can you help me with that? Yeah. I can tell you from this distance where I'm at right now how much God you have. You have as much as you want because God longs to be with you. He longs to hold you, and it's impossible to please God without faith. And anyone who wants to come to him must believe God exists, and he rewards those who sincerely seek him. My friend, seek him today. I trust that this has been a blessing and encouragement to you. Please check out my blog, which is on achuckallen.com. And don't forget to join us on Sunday morning for our 9:30 and 11 a.m. worship gatherings. We're always streaming live as well at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.